It is somewhat ironic that the biggest animals in the ocean survive on the smallest microscopic plankton. Whale sharks, blue whales, manta rays, they are all filter feeders. What they do is they actually scoop up mouthfuls of seawater and they strain out these tiny little fish eggs and plankton floating around in the ocean. How can a 3,000-pound manta ray survive on a mouthful of this microscopic meal? Well, my next guest is studying just that. Misty Page Tran is an assistant professor of biology at California State University. Welcome to Science Friday.
Good afternoon, Ira, and happy Friday.
It's always a happy Friday with us. Thank you. let's talk about what first of all, go through the rays for us. What's the difference between a manta ray, a stingray, a devil ray, all those different rays?
Sure. Well, actually, manta rays are considered a devil ray, and surprisingly, they're actually some of them are under the stingrays as well. So basically, rays are just sort of similar to flattened sharks. They're in the same group, which is called elasmobranch, which just means it has a cartilaginous skeleton. So anything that's a stingray basically has a stinger on its tail and obviously can be quite painful. Mantas
right.
and their smaller cousins, the mobulid rays, they can have stingers or some of them don't. So it's kind of the difference as you're going through these different groups.
But it's good to think of that, and I have an easy photo in my mind. It's just a flattened shark.
That's sort of
like a flattened shark. Our video producer, Luke Groskin, visited your lab where you study the manta rays filter, something called gill rakers. Tell us what's unique about how manta rays filter feed.
So mantas are pretty crazy as filter feeders go. So if you can imagine that this is basically a car-sized fish, and this fish is just filtering on these tiny little organisms. Some of them you can see and some of them you can't see without a microscope. Most fish, their gill rakers will sort of stick out into their mouth, mm-hmm. and they presumably feed by filtering any particles that are bigger than these pore size of the rakers. But the mantas have this flattened gill raker that is essentially parallel to the water coming into it. So the question is, how are these big mantas with these crazy filters actually filtering? And so they actually use something that's called cross-flow filtration, which has only recently, since about 10 years ago, been shown to be biologically relevant.
Cross-flow, it sounds like an ad for something on television. It's cross-flow filtration. What is that? Does that mean? Give us some idea in a nutshell what that means.
So cross-flow filtration is actually something that's used quite regularly in industries like making sodas or wine, et cetera. What it is it's pretty much a big, long pipe, and at the bottom of that pipe, you have lots of little pores. And so as water moves down that pipe, it'll start to the water will start to turn at this 90-degree angle to exit out the pipe. And then particles that are bigger than that pore size will then get pushed back to the edge of the pipe. So if you think about a soda being very, very sugary, mm-hmm. that's how they actually get it to work. And so mantas are actually using the same process inside their mouth in order to get lots and lots of plankton towards the back of their mouth. But that's not the whole story with their filters. So they do that with the large particles, but with the smaller particles, they're actually using a secondary form of filtration, which is called cyclonic filtration or vortex filtration. And that process basically works exactly like a Dyson vacuum cleaner, where particles go into this little vortex and then are spewed back out into that cross flow.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking with Missy Page Tran, Associate Professor of Biology at California State University in Fullerton. Do you know if Dyson got the idea from them?
As far as I know, nobody had seen this before my filters. So they didn't get the idea from them, but they certainly were on the right track with a great way to filter.
Yeah. But we actually have a video on our website at sciencefriday.com/manta ray where you can see these mantas. How much do they have to eat? They're big animals, right? I mean, how much do they have to eat for the microscopic plankton?
Lots. So actually the mantas, if I do some sort of quick calculations in my head, these things are swimming pretty much day and night, you can see them at any time swimming and with their mouth open. So I calculate that for mantas, they're filtering about 240 gallons per minute. So that's somewhere in the range of about the size of a normal hot tub. Every minute is going to be filtering through their mouth.
A hot tub per minute.
Wow. Yep.
Wow. Now, when you talk about them, you know, filtering plankton, I have a vision in my mind of baleen whales, which also have, right, don't they open their mouths and they suck? I remember Pinocchio. They open their mouths, they suck all the stuff in, and then spit it out again. And they're filter feeders too, right?
They are. All of the baleen whales are filter feeders. And actually, I have a colleague, Jeremy Goldbogen, who studies that. And, of course, things like the blue whale, the largest animal on the planet, you know, they're filtering way more than a hot tub per minute. In fact, they're filtering at somewhere about 14 Olympic-sized swimming pools per day.
No kidding.
It's pretty incredible.
14-sized Olympics. And do they filter the same way that the manta rays filter, though?
So it's a really good question, and the short answer is we don't really know. They definitely do have a filter system inside their mouth, and like the mantas, the baleen whales, their filter, the baleen, is actually a keratinous material, so the same exact material as your hair or your fingernails. But instead of it being a flattened surface like with the mantas, baleen whales have these filters look much more like other bony fishes where they are sort of long and they kind of look like a comb and they're sticking down into their mouth. So probably they're using their baleen a little bit more like your common colander that you would have right. in your kitchen.
Now we see pictures of the manta, you know, the manta has this big mouth wide open, scooping stuff in. Does it go after fish, or does it try to find a school of fish and then mingle and scoop it up like a vacuum cleaner?
Well, remember, mantas aren't actually eating fishes either. They're eating these
right.
tiny little shrimps
there
in
you
the
go.
Water. And so, yeah, it looks like that they are targeting big patches of plankton. But it turns out that using these models of manta filters, we found that they're actually targeting specific sizes of those plankton and not just the species of plankton. So they do that by swimming faster or slower into a right. plankton patch, and that speed that they're swimming at allows them to catch different sizes depending on what's in the water.
I know manta rays are being hunted in Asia for their gill rakers. How can your work help with the conservation efforts over there?
So I actually, part of this work, I had to take a look very closely at lots of different manta and mobula gill rakers. And what I found is that every one of those species has a very different gill raker morphology. So the anatomy looks different. So now with that guide, people can take that out to Chinese markets where all you have are the rakers. You don't have the actual fish there. And you can start to identify what fishes have been being taken. So it gives us a better idea of which of these animals are actually being hunted for these Chinese traditional medicines.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Paige Tan, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck with your work.
Thank you. Happy Science Friday.
Thank you. Misty Paige Tran is an assistant professor of biology at California State University in Fullerton. And you can watch a video of these mantas and their filters in action at our website at sciencefriday.com, Manta Ray. It's been downloaded thousands of times already. You can get in and watch what's going on there.